Welcome to the Sugar Switch podcast, featuring Kathy Orman, health coach and author of The Sugar Switch. This is the number one short, sweet, and to the point podcast all about sugar and your health. You'll discover how to kick the sugar, eliminate cravings for good, completely reverse pre-diabetes, increase your energy, and lose weight, look good, and feel great. As well, you'll be empowered to reduce your risk for serious health issues. And now, here's your host, Kathy Orman.
Welcome, or welcome back if you're a regular listener. In this episode, we'll take a deep dive into the confusion about carbs. The title and the goal is Carbs, Halt the Confusion. Carbs have had a bad rap for a long time. Over the last few years, there has been so much hype about good carbs, bad carbs, high carbs, low carbs, and avoiding carbs altogether. All of this has led to a huge amount of confusion. Here's what's in this episode. What are carbs? Why do you need carbs? Why carbs are so confusing? The two categories of carbs. And what about carbs and weight gain? Let's dive in. What are carbs? Carbs, or carbohydrates, are sugar molecules made from carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. Starches and fibers are basically chains of sugar. The three main groups of carbs are sugar, starch, and fiber. The first one, sugar, is the simplest form of carb that fits into two categories, naturally occurring sugars and processed sugars. Naturally occurring sugars are found in foods such as fruits, vegetables, milk, and milk products. Natural sugars from unrefined foods have a nutritional value in the form of vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients that your body can utilize. Processed sugars, which are added to refined foods, contain very few nutrients or no nutrients at all. Some examples of added processed sugars include brown sugar, corn syrup, corn sweetener, dextrose, fructose, glucose, high fructose corn syrup, also known as HFCS, invert sugar, maltose, malt sugar, sucrose, sugar, fruit juice concentrates, just to name a few. The second main group of carbs is starch, which is a complex form of carb. Starch consists of sugar units that are attached together. Starch has to be digested and broken down into glucose before your body can use it. Starch is found in nutrient-dense foods, vegetables, whole grains, cooked beans and legumes, and peas. Fiber is the third group of carbs. Fiber is another complex form of carb. Fiber consists of sugar units that are attached together. Fiber is found in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, peas, cooked beans and legumes, some breads and cereals. Fiber comes in two forms, soluble and insoluble. Both forms are necessary for optimal health. Soluble fiber dissolves in water. It's found in nuts and seeds, oatmeal, oat bran, and most fruits. Insoluble fiber does not dissolve in water. It's found in barley, brown rice, whole grain cereals, wheat bran, seeds, and most vegetables. Why do you need carbs? Carbs are important because they are the fuel your body uses for energy. Carbs come from the various foods you eat, and as they are digested, they are automatically converted to glucose or blood sugar. The glucose is either used immediately for energy, or it's stored in the muscles and the liver to be used later as needed. Avoiding carbs altogether is not a good idea, in my opinion. Your body needs the fuel that carbs provide, and in particular, your brain needs glucose. More information about your brain and glucose can be found in episode TSSP030, Sugar and Your Brain, Part 1, Glucose. You might be wondering about ketosis, or the ketogenic diet, which involves extremely low carbs in the diet and forces the body to burn fat instead of relying on carbs for fuel. Ketosis is a whole big topic all by itself, which I might or might not do a future episode about. There's a lot of controversy about keto diets. Ketosis is a natural metabolic process, but forcing your body into ketosis is not natural or normal. In order to safely follow a ketogenic diet, it's imperative for you to do research and know a lot about it so you can properly evaluate whether or not it could work for you. It's not for everyone. So let's talk about why carbs are so confusing. What makes carbs so confusing for us? After all, it seems so simple. A carb is a carb, right? Well, yes and no. It's not that simple. Yes, scientifically speaking, a carb is a carb. All carbs are sugar molecules or groups of sugar molecules chained together, and your body turns them into glucose for fuel. No, it's not as simple as a carb is a carb, because all carbs are not the same in terms of how your body reacts to them and the effect they have once they've been digested. It's like a two-sided coin. The fact that there are two sides or two categories of carbs is what causes the confusion. That brings us to the two categories of carbs. Carbs can be separated into two categories based on the effect that they have on your body once they've been digested. The two categories are healthy carbs and harmful carbs. So let's start with healthy carbs. Healthy carbs come from nutrient-dense foods. They have nutritional value, and they're found in four sources that contain vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. And those four sources are fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and legumes. Healthy carbs can be found in a limited number of grains, breads, and cereals that are minimally refined, that contain an extremely small amount of processed sugar, and contain real nutrients. In other words, they're not empty foods. Healthy carbs digest slowly because of the nutrients that are in them: protein, fiber, vitamins, and minerals. Because of the slow digestion, they do not cause blood sugar issues unless you consume an extremely large amount at one sitting. Healthy carbs keep the pancreas and the insulin system balanced because they do not force your body to produce excess insulin. The nutrition found in healthy carbs keeps you feeling full for longer periods of time. This helps to stop cravings for sugar and junk food. And this is actually quite important. A lot of people have cravings for junk food and sugar. When you have nutritionally dense foods, that helps you to feel full longer and it reduces your cravings. The second category of carbs is harmful carbs. Harmful carbs include refined sugars and all sugary foods and beverages, all chemical sweeteners, foods that have added processed sugars, foods that either contain zero nutrients or contain far less nutrients than unrefined foods, foods that fill up your tummy but leave you nutritionally starving, highly refined or processed foods, such as all manner of fast foods and junk foods, burgers, hot dogs, fries, onion rings, yam fries, and all other deep-fried foods, manufactured foods, foods that look like food but are not real food, highly processed foods including most packaged foods, white rice, white bread, baked goods, cakes, cookies, pies, pizza, candies, chips, pretzels, manufactured snack foods, sweetened spreads, dressings, and condiments. Harmful carbs digest very quickly because they have no nutrients to slow down the digestive process. Because of the fast digestion, they cause a flood of glucose in the blood, which forces your body to produce excess amounts of the hormone insulin. Continuously consuming harmful carbs causes constant excess insulin production. This leads to many chronic health issues, including insulin resistance, metabolic syndrome, prediabetes, diabetes, fatty liver, and inflammation. So what about carbs and weight gain? People seem to be concerned about the connection between carbs and weight gain. Will carbs make me fat or obese? It's a very good question to ask. This question or issue is likely the main reason for people resorting to low-carb or no-carb diets. Yes, definitely there's a connection between carbs and weight gain. Consuming harmful carbs from unhealthy food sources is a major cause of weight gain and or obesity. Here are three reasons why. The first reason is excess insulin production. Unhealthy carbs digest very fast and cause excess insulin production. Insulin is a fat-storing hormone, which can cause weight gain. The second reason is toxins stored as fat. Unhealthy carbs come from all manner of refined foods and beverages that have little or no nutrition. Your body does not get any value from these types of foods, and they end up being stored as toxins or fat in your body. The third reason is fatigue. Sugary foods, sugary beverages, zero sugar, and no calorie foods and beverages are full of dyes, additives, and preservatives that steal your physical and mental energy. Fatigue stops you from getting enough healthy movement or exercise. Exercise can help manage blood sugar issues and weight issues. Consuming healthy carbs from nutrient-dense foods will help you manage your weight. Here are two reasons why. Number one, balanced levels of insulin. Healthy carbs digest slowly and do not cause excessive production of insulin, the fat-storing hormone. This keeps the insulin system balanced. Number 2, energy from good nutrition. Healthy carbs from vegetables, fruits, and whole, minimally refined grains give your body the nutrition it needs. This means you will have mental and physical energy, and you'll be able to do physical movement or exercise that will help you manage weight. Here's the 1-minute recap. We talked about what carbs are, sugar molecules or groups of sugar molecules bound together. We talked about why you need carbs. Carbs are your body's main fuel source. We talked about why carbs are so confusing. It's not as simple as a carb is a carb because of the effect they have on your body. We talked about the 2 categories of carbs, healthy and harmful carbs. And we talked about carbs and weight gain. Here's the bottom line. It's very important to look at the source of carbs you're consuming. Are they healthy carbs or are they harmful carbs? If the carbs are coming from nutrient-dense foods, vegetables, fruits, raw nuts and seeds, and whole grains, your body will be able to obtain energy, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients, which are all necessary to create good health. If the carbs are coming from processed or refined foods with loads of added sugars, which your body can't use, you will be at risk for health issues because refined foods do not contain the nutrition your body needs and they rob you of your energy. Harmful carbs put you at risk for major health issues and can interfere with longevity. If you've been confused about carbs, and if you'd like to switch from harmful carbs to healthy carbs but feel overwhelmed about where to start, I invite you to connect with me for a conversation. Go to www.connectwithkathy.as.me. That's www.connectwithkathy.as.me. Stay tuned to the Sugar Switch podcast every week for more great information about sugar, nutrition, and your health. We have a 2-part series coming up about high glycemic foods and their effect. There is a series about sugar and sleep that is still in the works. You will find the Sugar Switch podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Blueberry, Spotify, Google Podcast, and on Android. You can also go directly to the list of published podcast episodes on the blog page of www.thesugarswitchpodcast.com. You can listen to all of them directly from that website. Until next time, go on out there and live the sweet life without sugar. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining Kathy on the Sugar Switch podcast. If you would like to be free of sugar and relentless cravings, increase your energy all day, every day, reverse pre-diabetes, and totally avoid serious health issues like diabetes, inflammation, and heart and stroke issues, Kathy Orman would love to connect with you. Find out how the Sugar Switch system can help you be the healthiest you can be. Contact Kathy Orman at www.thesugarswitchpodcast.com. Tune in next week for more great info on the Sugar Switch podcast. And we'd love it if you'd submit a review for the Sugar Switch podcast. Thanks for tuning in.